And now, a story from the Do Not Try This While Driving department. You can determine whether you are a super taster by doing a simple test. A super taster is someone who tastes things more intensely than most of us. Dr. Linda Bartoszek of Yale University is a scholar of the field and joins us right now. Can you tell us, first of all, how many people are super tasters and how they might find out if they are?
Well, in the United States, super tasters make up about 25% of the population. About another 25% are made up of people who are called non-tasters because this probe chemical, 6N-propylthiouracil, we call it PROPE for short, is tasteless to them. I'm unfortunately one of those non-tasters.
This is the what passes for litmus in the litmus test for being a super taster.
It takes two things to be a super taster. One, you have to have receptors for this compound, PROPE, that's very bitter. And you also have to have a large number of fungiform papilla, which are the structures that hold taste buds. So a super taster has two things, both receptors for PROPE and a large number of taste buds.
Would somebody who is a super taster just know that by now, given a thousand conversations with people over dinner?
No, they might suspect it, but they wouldn't know for sure. They can't test themselves on PROPE because this is a compound that you get it only by tasting it from someone who is doing research on it. But they can look at the density of fungiform papilla on their tongue. And these are the structures that hold taste buds. And what you do is just go to the supermarket and buy ordinary blue food coloring, take a Q-tip and swab it on your tongue. If you then look at your tongue with a magnifying mirror or a magnifying glass and a flashlight, you'll see that some tongues have pink circles that look like polka dots, and others have so many of these pink circles that it almost looks like their tongue has been tiled with them. The latter are the super tasters, and the polka dotted ones are the non-tasters.
Now, as you said, you are a non-taster.
Yes. Here. Yeah.
Is there any particular benefit to being either a super taster or a non-taster?
Well, it depends. The benefits fall into different categories, and this is something that my colleagues and students have worked out. For example, female super tasters are in better shape with regard to cardiovascular disease. And the reason for this is that female super tasters in particular do not like to eat high sweet, high fat foods.
So the diet that at least a female super taster might be attracted to might be conducive to better health.
Exactly. To cardiovascular disease. Now, on the other hand, if you look at cancer, the odds turn around because here, super tasters, both male and female, don't particularly like bitter foods as much as do non-tasters. And Dr. Duffy and I, working with Dr. Mark Basson, looked at men at the VA hospital here in New Haven, and they were getting colonoscopies, and it turned out that the number of colon polyps that they had correlated with how bitter this compound was. And this means that what we found were the people who could really taste this compound as bitter were the ones who had the biggest cancer risk for colon cancer.
It sounds like you've just inspired perhaps hundreds of thousands of science projects across America right now by young children. Going out and testing for super tasting just sounds like an ideal middle school science project.
It really is. You can see this with, we use thousands of dollars worth of equipment to take really beautiful pictures. You don't really need that to determine who has the most fungiform papilla. As I say, a flashlight, blue food coloring, and a magnifying glass will do just fine.
Well, Dr. Bartoszek, thank you very much for talking with us about
this. You're very welcome.
Linda Bartoszek of Yale University Medical School speaking to us about super tasters and a test to determine whether you might be a super taster.